In the waning months of the Nutter administration, the city releases its fifth and final report on efforts to green the city. Joining me with an interpretation is Catherine Gajewski, Director of Sustainability for the City of Philadelphia. Catherine, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
Before we dissect this report, take us back to the origins of the GreenWorks plan and what were the initial goals?
Sure. When Mayor Nutter was running for mayor back in 2007-2008, there was a really diverse coalition of stakeholders that came together and pushed the candidates to take a sustainability stand. And so he came into the mayor's office and established both an Office of Sustainability and this Director of Sustainability position. And soon after, we put out GreenWorks Philadelphia, our sustainability plan, in 2009.
Sustainability is such a broad term. What were the various metrics by which it could be evaluated?
We decided that we would define it in five primary areas: energy, environment, equity, economy, and engagement.
So this fifth and final report card, as it were, is, let's talk about the overall grade and then look at those criteria.
Sure. So the way that we structured GreenWorks was we had five areas under which we clustered 15 targets. The progress is that we have activated work across every area of the plan, which is really exciting. And overall, we've exceeded four targets. We met one of them. We came close on two. We're trending in the right direction on four, and we did not meet four.
I understand there were some surprises on the aspects that didn't quite gain traction.
So two of those core targets were around energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. And those are both really important metrics to be gauging progress. And what we saw is an overall increase in energy use, which is obviously trending in the wrong direction, and only a slight decrease in greenhouse gas emissions. And what we are able to see from that is that we're having more extreme weather now, both in the summer and the winter months, and that extreme weather is driving heating and cooling system use, which is a prime driver for energy use, and energy use is a prime driver for greenhouse gas emissions. So we're in this really interesting connected circle that ties weather, energy, and greenhouse gas emissions. So that was a trend we were able to report on and that we want to raise to the public's view.
I'm wondering the extent to which the population of Philadelphia is not merely stable but starting to rise again. Wouldn't that account for expanded energy use as well?
Yeah, we've seen some growth in recent years, which is great. The real challenge and the goal going forward is going to be how, even with extreme weather and with continued growth, do we still achieve net decreases in these core environmental targets?
To what extent were the efforts devoted to residential versus business interests?
So the commercial scale is really critical in so many aspects of this plan. Large buildings in the city, so commercial scale buildings, account for about 64% of our greenhouse gas emissions. So as much as we all need to be taking action at home to reduce our footprints, it's really those big buildings we need to be focused on if we're going to achieve really large scale and lasting energy and greenhouse gas reductions.
Catherine, we've touched on some of the shortcomings. What are the highlights?
Some highlights that I'm particularly proud of. Our air quality is the best that it's been in decades. Transit ridership is at an all-time high. We also have all-time highs on bike and pedestrian rates, and Indigo is certainly going to continue that even further in the right direction. We have the highest rate of waste diversion of all time. We've increased access to fresh food and access to open space. We've planted over 100,000 trees, and we have over 500 acres that are actively managing stormwater. So there's a lot to be proud of.
Is there a direct relationship between the surge in public transit usage and bicycle programs and a concomitant drop in auto mileage?
Yeah, so we've seen a reduction in vehicle miles traveled, which we think is really interesting, especially considering that we've gone through a period of both population and economic growth. So that's a trend we have our eye on. And that ties, I think, to the transit ridership. So more people are choosing to get out of their cars and onto public transit, and more people are also choosing to travel by foot and by bike.
All the more interesting in the context of lower gasoline prices than from years back.
Exactly. It's an interesting layer to think about that through.
Catherine, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for your continued interest, Dave.
Catherine Gajewski is Director of Sustainability for the City of Philadelphia.